Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Gillette man sentenced to 25 to 45 years for killing half-sister. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A Gillette man who shot and killed his half-sister during a family dispute will spend the next 25 to 45 years in prison. According to the Gillette News record, 28-year-old Vincent Hackett was sentenced Thursday in Campbell County District Court after a jury found him guilty of second-degree murder in the January 2025 death of 33-year-old Haley Martinez. According to court documents, the shooting happened at their mother's house after a day of drinking and escalating arguments. Investigators say Hackett forced Martinez out of the house during a confrontation, but when she forced her way back inside, he fired multiple shots, killing her. After the shooting, Hackett called 911 and later told his mother to give me a hug because I'm going to jail. During sentencing, Hackett's mother and other family members asked the judge for leniency, describing a difficult family history and a strained relationship between the siblings. But prosecutors argued the violence was unjustified. Hackett pleaded not guilty, claiming self-defense, but jurors rejected that argument and convicted him in December. He now faces decades behind bars. Wyoming wildfire season off to early aggressive start. Wyoming's wildfire season is already underway, and it's off to a fast and concerning start. According to Wildfire, State Forester Kelly Norris says more than 240 fires have already burned over 12,000 acres across the state in the first 3 months of the year, double the number of fires and six times the acreage compared to this time last year. Much of that is being driven by unusually warm, dry, and windy conditions with historically low snowpack across much of Wyoming. Locally, Northeast Wyoming has already seen significant activity, including the more than 2,500-acre Porcupine Creek fire near Wright. Officials say about 82% of the state is now in drought, and more than half of Wyoming counties have already implemented early fire restrictions. Campbell County Fire Department leaders say the combination of fire fuels and strong winds creates what they called a recipe for rapid fire growth. State and local agencies are now preparing for a potentially active season, including adding new firefighting crews and considering earlier deployment of aircraft resources. Officials are also urging residents to be prepared, pointing to programs like Ready, Set, Go to help families plan for possible evacuations. With conditions expected to stay warm and dry, fire managers say vigilance now could make a big difference heading into summer. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.